is First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, we're back here on a Tuesday afternoon, First Name Sports, Sports Map Radio. Nate Kreckman is our guest as we go out to the Progressive guest line. Nate, how you doing? Everybody partying in Denver still, I imagine?
I think people may have finally either gone to bed or gone to work, but it was mostly a good night.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope that I heard there was a shooting not that far from Ball Arena.
Yeah, you know, it's somebody, you know, everyone wants to have a good time and then somebody has to suck, but that's typically how these things go, unfortunately, anymore. But, again, a horrible thing and it sucks and it's terrible and, we hope everyone's okay, but, the Nuggets won a championship and that's still very cool.
Yeah, and that's what we brought you on to talk about. So, I mean, how did they do it? How did they just look so dominant, really, in the entirety of the playoffs? And I know people will talk about their easy path, but I don't look at that much. I looked at how they played, and they were the best team.
What was their easy path? I'm still missing out on that argument. What was easy about their path?
Oh, well, I've seen people bring up how they played three teams from the play-in tournament of the four rounds.
They beat Minnesota. They're the number one overall seed. They won 53 games in the regular season, so they earned an opportunity to play a play-in team. That's what having a great regular season does. Then they defeat the four seed who was favored to win the Western Conference by every single betting market and has future Hall of Famer Kevin Durant. And then, you know, they knock off the second greatest basketball player to have ever lived, where many national pundits picked them to win that series. And then they beat the Miami Heat, who were not in their conference, who knocked off a previous NBA champion and the Milwaukee Bucks. Who knocked off the Boston Celtics, who were heavily favored to win that series, and then Denver dispatched that team in five games, and they were 16-4 in the playoffs. The easy path argument doesn't hold water with me.
So, I guess the first part of my question: how did they do it? I mean, how did they look this dominant?
They're really good. It is the simplest answer that I can give you. Like, Nikola Jokic is the best player on the planet. He and Jamal Murray have a beautiful hive mind that has given us one of the best two-man games the NBA has ever seen. The roster was beautifully constructed with great players surrounding those two superstars and role players that filled in perfectly. This wasn't done overnight. This was something that had to grow and had to be put together. But, you know, Denver, they play a team like Phoenix, which, you know, Matt Ishbia gets the job, and before the ink is dry on the sail, it's like, go get me Kevin Durant. That's how I'm going to win it. Well, Denver was a machine, man. They've been put together. They were ready for that kind of thing. You know, the Lakers reassembling at the trade deadline, as they seemingly do on an annual basis. Denver was they had continuity, they had chemistry, they had all of those things. And these teams that, yes, had very good players, but you can't slap it together and think that you're going to hang with a team like Denver that is the best offensive team in the NBA. And, oh, by the way, a pretty damn good defensive team when they want to and when they show up in the playoffs. So that's how this thing was, you know, this is how this was done. They have great players. There was excellent roster construction, and this thing has been building over time with good coaching, good culture, all those buzzwords that you talk about, like, it was really on display with this Nuggets team.
You know, I think that the Nuggets are another good example of betting on your own guys. And I think that too often we hear at the end of NBA seasons, people Monday morning quarterbacking it. For example, I think it's ridiculous that Boston would consider breaking up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And you hear different things like that about teams that have superstar talents that fall short. And the Nuggets obviously had to deal with Jamal Murray's ACL injury. But, you know, you go back to 2019, they lost a Game 7 at home against the Portland Trail Blazers. And they clearly felt that there was a level that this group could still get to, supplemented with different role players that they brought in as well. And now they're the NBA champions. Shouldn't that be what most teams aspire to do in terms of draft your good players, surround them with the right guys, and even if the success doesn't happen overnight, double down, triple down on the fact that you have the right guys in place, right?
You're dead on, man. That's what it should be. That's what it can look like in sports. Now again, like, it helped to get an MVP with the 41st overall pick in the draft, a two-time MVP and an eventual finals MVP. Like, let's not pretend for 1 second that there wasn't good fortune here going on. But also, and this is one of the things that, you know, we really confronted here in Denver sort of watching this playoff run was, you know, the national media descends upon Denver, you know, around, you know, second round against Phoenix, conference finals, NBA finals, and everybody sort of throws in their 2 cents on this team. And it's like, you know what? A lot of you guys are really good at covering the off-season rumor mill and covering, you know, who's going to assemble together and, you know, what team is Kyrie getting traded to this year and who is LeBron wooing and all those things and that transactional NBA news, it's interesting stuff. Like, I read it all. I follow it all. I gobble it all up.
Yeah.
But also, like, one thing you got to remember is while we do all of that, you know who else does it? NBA owners do those things. And they think, like, oh, if we just go and, you know, trade these four first-round picks for Rudy Gobert, that's the thing that's going to put us right over the top. Yeah. Ironically, I'm bagging Tim Connelly, who built Denver. But still, like, they think those things. And to actually have a commitment and say, Mike Malone is imperfect, but we're going to stick with him. Nikola Jokic is an imperfect superstar, who is now perfect, by the way, but he was at the time. We're going to stick with him. Jamal Murray is an imperfect point guard, but we're going to stick with him. We're going to draft Michael Porter Jr. At number 14. We're going to take a player that is maybe fallen short of expectations in Aaron Gordon out of Orlando, and he's going to be the puzzle piece that we need exactly. Like, to have the commitment to just sticking with it, it's not an easy thing to do in sports. And I think the Nuggets organization deserves a lot of credit for being able to identify it, taking the right calculated risks when they needed to, and then just staying the course. It's so rarely done in sports. And, you know, Greg, you do sports talk, so do I. Like, we spend so much time, again, talking about player movement and potential deals and free agency markets. Right. And all those
we like
kind
to
of
play
things.
GM.
And we love it. Absolutely. I got fantasy teams in every sport. Yeah. I love to do it too, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, but also the Nuggets just put on display for us right there, like, oh, yeah, there is something to be said for actually sticking with a plan.
Yeah. And Nate, let's end on this then, because you look at Denver now and you say, well, all these guys are in their prime for the most part. And so often you look at some recent NBA champions, okay, LeBron nearing free agency at different times of his championship tenure, or Durant was towards the end of his run with the Warriors. We kind of had a sense he could move on. And then last year's Warriors, they were all getting a little bit older. We're not really saying any of the Nuggets are aging or there's a big free agent here. So what do the next 5 years look for this team?
It's a great question. Underrated aspect of what Denver put together as well. Everybody was locked up and paid on this team. So to your point, like, nobody was, well, I need a bigger role. I need more shots. I need more looks. I need more minutes, whatever it may be, in order for them to then maximize their potential value on the market. This is a bunch of guys outside of Bruce Brown, who's got a player option, and he made some really interesting comments after the game last night. Could have been the champagne talking, who knows? But he talked about potentially wanting to stick around Denver, which is pretty wild. But everyone's locked up. Everybody's staying right here. No one's going anywhere. And Christian Brown is only going to continue to develop. Yeah. Maybe he's got a starter's future. Peyton Watson was a guy that they got at number 30 overall, who really flashed at the end of the regular season. Calvin Booth has already made a deal to try and get himself in place to trade up in this year's draft and get another piece. So, you know, they're acting aggressively, but the core is locked up, signed, and not going anywhere. And there's no reason to believe that Denver Nuggets shouldn't be the favorite to win it again next year.
Yeah, well, I guess let's end with this. Was sitting courtside last night the closest Russell Wilson will get to a championship in Denver?
You know the answer to that question before you even asked it. Get out of here.
Well, hey, listen, we had to do something to rain on your parade just a little bit over there. But have fun. Enjoy it. Nate Kreckman from Altitude Sports Radio. Appreciate your time. We'll do it again.
Of course, that was great.
All right. I mean, hey, by the way, how about that? Christian Brown, a college champion last year at Kansas, and in his rookie season wins the NBA championship with the Nuggets. So pretty cool stuff for him. I saw Bill Self tweeted last night that he was in the building. So, yeah, I mean, hey, listen, their winter teams in Denver are really good. They won the Cup last year, and they won the NBA championship. The baseball team's a dysfunctional mess out there, and the football team, yeah, I didn't know the answer to that question. But anytime we can make fun of Russell Wilson, we do it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Could the Stanley Cup be hoisted tonight in Sin City? Game 5, Vegas Golden Knights, Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup final. We'll break it all down next. First Name Sports, Sportsman Radio.